Oh, listeners, we're talking to our dear friend and regular guest, Robert Schuller of Melissa's Produce, which has always been so far ahead of its time that I just remember when I first met up with this company, and I was floored, and I've been floored ever since. There's always something new to talk to Robert about. He's going to be talking to us about the produce predictions for projections, I guess we'd call it, for the year coming up. But we're going to start off with a startler. I mean, I was startled, but I mean, maybe you're not. But Robert is going to talk to us about the Ruby Glow pineapple that costs $400. That's right, $400. And they can't even keep them in stock. How many did you say you've already sold?
Thank you, Ann, for having me on there. So back in the springtime, back in April, May of 2024, we got a hold of with our partners, Del Monte Pineapples, who produced a new variety of pineapple. Not only is the newest variety of fruit to the United States and globally, but it's also the rarest. So back in April, and I'm sure you can Google it, it's called the $400 pineapple. That's basically what the store was called. But it's a Ruby Glow pineapple. It's a red skin variety with gold flesh. It comes in a box. And there was only just about 300 of them back in spring on the first picking of this year. And the exciting news is that all these people heard about it, and then, you know, we because of the amount of publicity back in the springtime, we sold out of them very fast, and we now have this long list of people who are excited about getting their hands on this really rare pineapple. Well, that window.
Well, now why are they? Is it just because it's rare? It takes a long time to produce. I remember you telling me about the pink pineapple. You have to keep saving the top of it and replanting the top.
Right.
Is it because of the difficulty in reproducing it that it costs so much money?
Correct. Correct. This first year producing them only produces a few hundred of them. But when people heard of this, and it was one of the biggest food stories this year for 2024. Melissa's Produce, our company, is the only one that has made it available in the United States. You have to go to melissasgot.com. You can do that any day now, and get on to put in Ruby Glow, one word, pineapple, and you will be then able to put your name on a wait list. And when it becomes available again, which is, yes, we have several hundred people who have been waiting to get their hands on this pineapple, and the window is going to open again come the first week of December coming up there of 2024. So this will be the second season that we'll get a short run of them, only a few hundred to make it available. And yes, because of its rarity, it's still $400.
Well, who buys it, and why? I don't, does it taste different, or does it just look different, or what?
Oh, it tastes like the best tasting pineapple you'll ever have. That's what I'm told, and I've also tried it before. It is a great tasting pineapple, but I up until this year, I've never seen a red skin pineapple. It comes in a pretty box to keep it protected there, because when you open it up, you have a few days to consume it with your family or friends. I think it's a huge media thing there, and it just shows how supply and demand works in the United States. The more demand for it, the heftier the price there, but you're paying for a rare experience. It's like, you know, paying for a really expensive car like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. You know, they don't make a lot of them, and you know, you have a high performance outcome there. Same goes true with the pineapple, with this Ruby Glow pineapple again. But and believe it or not, the Ruby Glow pineapple is not the most expensive produce item. There's actually one other produce item that costs a bit more. Do you want to know what that is?
Or yes, yes. What is it?
It is fresh truffles.
Oh, right. Truffles. Well, they would.
Yeah, and the fall is, you know, one of the peak of the seasons for demand for them. And currently, truffles from Italy cost, the black truffles and burgundy truffles cost about $1,500 a pound. And believe it or not, the most expensive is the white truffles. And white truffles, even more rare and harder to find, are $2,500 a pound. And so
$2,500 a pound. But they don't weigh very much, right?
Right. Well, you know, they basically sell by the ounce. There's different sizes of truffles. Most truffles are a few ounces in size there. It looks like kind of like a mushroom. It's in the fungus family. And, you know, it adds up. This is the time where you go to a lot of nice restaurants, a lot of, like, Italian restaurants, and they love to shave truffles.
Yeah, they shave
on
little
top.
Bits on it.
Yes.
You know, they used to use pigs to find the truffles in Italy, but the pigs would eat the truffles. So wouldn't you be really mad if your pig ate your $2,500 truffle?
Yeah, they don't use the pig. That's old school.
No,
they
do
dogs. Use dogs. Yeah, hunting
dogs. We watched the training. We watched I think Western Australia or Tasmania or someplace. We watched a dog training facility, and what they did was they took essence, the chemical essence of the smell of truffles, and immersed tennis balls in that smell, and then buried the tennis balls, and that's how they trained the dogs to find them. And the dogs weren't interested in eating the truffles, and they certainly weren't interested in eating the tennis balls. So it was a win-win.
Yeah.
Now, you once told me that this item was the expensive pineapples were particularly popular in Japan because they made a big to-do about giving this fruit, exotic fruit, as presents. I mean, is that part of what happens, or is it the people who buy it here are eating it?
Yes. Well, bottom line, you know, when you receive food, you eat it, right? And, you know, globally, the pineapples also found their way this past spring, early winter, into the Asian market. So yes, it did distribute into China and also Japan, where they're in those countries, these high-end produce items are given as gifts, you know, when you're invited over for a meal or get together with family, that produce is a present of choice. Here in the United States, when we go to dinner at somebody's house, typically we bring like a wine bottle dessert or something as a gift there. Same holds true in Asia, but usually they do it with gifts of fruit and produce there. So, interesting fact.
Now, I mean, you've tasted, you've tasted the Ruby Glow, but you also... you sent us a pink pineapple, which was a wonderful experience. It was a very tasty pineapple. It was not as acidic as regular pineapple, and it was odd eating a pink hunk of fruit that's usually bright yellow. How does this Ruby Glow that's red on the outside in taste compared to the pink pineapple, which is pink on the inside, the flesh?
Yes, yes. And again, Del Monte is the grower of these pink pineapples, which was a new and rare fruit back in 2019 when it was introduced, along with the distributor Melissa's Produce Us. And the pink flesh variety looks like a pineapple on the outside. It's pink on the inside. Has no acidity whatsoever, so you taste just pure sweetness. The difference is the Ruby Glow pineapple, yes, there's on the exterior, the Ruby Glow, the $400 pineapple, is red on the outside and gold on the inside. But it has both sweetness and acidity that you would see in a traditional pineapple. That's part of the Honey Glow series, which is Del Monte's signature pineapples they offer in the marketplace as well. And just like the pink pineapple, the Ruby Glow pineapple does not come with a top either. It just comes in a nice, pretty box. The reason for that, just like the pink pineapples, is that they cut off the top at the grower level, so it can be, that's how they regrow a pineapple when they grow a pineapple bush tree, is that they cut off the top and then replant it in the soil, and that will bring up the next generation of pineapples there. So to this day, pink pineapples and these rare Ruby Glow pineapples will not come with the top on. Obviously, nobody eats the top of the pineapple there, so there's no need for the top of the pineapple.
Right. Well, I mean, I used to take it off and test the ripeness, although you could do that with just one piece of it, you know, but that's how I used to be able to tell if the pineapple was ripe enough.
Okay. Yeah, the best way, especially if you're buying pink glow pineapple or these rare Ruby Glow pineapples at melissas.com, is it's always aroma that gives away when the fruit is ripe. That's the best way. Aroma, and then it's not rock solid or green on the skin. You might want to sit it out a few. Always put the pineapple on your counter and let the aroma tell you when it ripens up. Obviously, after it ripens up, then you can keep it in the refrigerator if you like it chilled, or if you want to, you know, be able to keep the pineapple for a while, you can put it into the refrigerator.
Now, inevitably, when you're doing this list for us, we've got different kinds of dragon fruit. I mean, this one that you're talking about for 2025 is a yellow dragon fruit. I mean, what is the base color for dragon fruit?
Okay, so this is in regards to the trends that we see this year and will be trendy for the upcoming season. Now, there's three different varieties of dragon fruit that are found available in the marketplace. So there's the pink skinned, and it has a white flesh, so we call that the white dragon fruit because the flesh is white. And then there's the pink skinned with red flesh. It's kind of a reddish, purplish color, magenta color. That is called the red dragon fruit. And then there's this one that looks pretty different. It has a yellow skin with white flesh, and that is the yellow dragon fruit.
And what about the taste?
Yes. Typically, the pink skin ones, the white ones, and the red ones, they're very mild in flavor. However, the yellow dragon fruit is the exact opposite. It is a super sweet variety of dragon fruit. Every time I've had dragon fruit, it's always been very mild tasting. However, the yellow dragon fruit are actually super sweet and probably one of the sweetest fruits you'll ever eat. And it is very much night and day versus the traditional white dragon fruit and the magenta dragon fruit. Yes, I've got to send
samples. What about cost? What's the most costly?
Now, dragon fruit is a little bit pricier than your typical fruit. Typically, A typical dragon fruit is about $3.99 a pound, $4.99 a pound, depending on the retailer. The yellow dragon fruit about $5.99 a pound, and most fruits are just about almost a pound in size there. Most fruits are sold by the pound there, especially if they have inconsistent sizing. And dragon fruits, sometimes they're about the size of your fist, and sometimes they're bigger than a softball. So they
Wow.
can weigh anywhere from 6 ounces to just over a pound. So usually, yes, even though the yellow dragon fruit is a little bit more expensive, if you like a sweeter tasting dragon fruit, that's your best bet.
Now, if I recall correctly, Dutch potatoes are on the list every year. They're not much different than they've been in the past, are they?
The thing is Melissa's, as a trend, Melissa's has seen Dutch yellow potatoes, Dutch red potatoes, and Dutch blue potatoes continue to increase in
Hello?
a potato that Melissa makes exclusive into the United States. Yes, they grow in Idaho, but you're able to access them in three different colors. Now, it's a baby variety, so all you have to do is cook the potatoes. You don't have to skin them, and because they're baby potatoes, you don't have to cook them as long.
Why,
So it's,
really?
yeah, so baby potatoes have become extremely popular over your traditional russet potato because they're so easy to cook, they cook fast, and they're very colorful as well. And you know, especially for holidays, holiday season, that these baby potatoes are so popular with their traditional dishes, whether it's for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and of course Hanukkah as well, and New Year as well.
Caterers
That the
love these things, by the way. The
oh, it's
caterers love the pink pineapples too. I mean, it looks great on in presentation, doesn't it? All this
yeah, and that's
exotic
a
fruit.
yeah, and that's one thing that the trend has reached from is that a lot of trends that you see in the supermarket come from what people experience when going out to eat, and people wanting to come home and duplicate that experience by using the ingredients that they learn when they go out to eat, and that's how a lot of these trends are formed. And you know, there's very much a color trend in the foods that you
Yeah.
are able to have access to because the United States has more access to so many different varieties of produce. I mean, Melissa's Produce does over 1,500 different produce items there,
Wow.
and you know, that's a lot of different color and a lot of different variety you can put on your plate.
And now, I mean, I notice other color things you have under newest fruits in the USA. The pink elephant mango and the gold elephant mango. I mean, how different are these from the traditional mango? They're big, I
Okay.
gather, called elephant.
Yeah, they're named for their size. They're about 2 to 3 times bigger than a regular mango, so about the size of you would say like almost a melon in size. They're so
Really?
big.
Oh,
Yes.
I want to try those.
Yes, and so
Where
yeah.
Are you the only ones that handle it?
Yes, Melissa's the only one. These two varieties, the gold elephant and the pink elephant, don't worry, I'll send you samples, is that they're not only large in size, but they're the newest mango varieties to the United States. They come from Vietnam. They grow
Oh,
on a
really?
year-round basis. But the part of our luxury fruit line, meaning that these particular, though hard to find in the marketplace, unless of course you go to melissa.com, though hard to find at your local supermarket, they're a little bit more pricier than your typical mango. So the pink, just give an example, the pink elephant mango is like almost like 2.5 pounds. It's about three mangoes in one. And roughly the cost for one of these mangoes that's 3 times the size is about $15. So
Wow. That's
they're rare, they're pricey. I mean, they're much more affordable than the $400 pineapple, right?
Well,
So.
yeah. I mean, I guess there's a market for all this exotic stuff, I think. What are K grapes?
K grapes. So these are, last year we introduced these South Korean grapes. They're called Shin Muscat variety of grapes. They look like a very large green grape, like almost double the size. They're
Really?
round. They're about the size of a ping pong ball. They actually look like they're fake, like they're plastic. And this is the like gourmet luxury line of grapes, and is a very popular variety out of South Korea. And
Yeah.
these grapes we call K grapes because they're from South Korea, and they're actually just like the ruby glow pineapple and the pink glow pineapple and the elephant mango that I was just referring to is a part of our luxury line. They come in a 1 pound clam shell. And they roughly cost about $35, $40 per pound. So not only are they a very expensive variety, they're very rare in the marketplace and one of the newer fruits to the United States that you'll find in select produce departments across the United States there. But of course, you can go to melissas.com and find out more about the K grapes from South Korea. You can
Yeah, and
order
spell
them.
Melissa's so people get the double letter in the right place.
Yes. So it's www.melissas.com. And
Right, so
that is
there's
our
one
website.
L, not two. Yeah, just be careful of that spelling, listeners.
Correct.
And we have a cousin in Tasmania who grows organic avocados. And we've been there a lot, but I never even heard of Tasmanian cherries. I
Yes.
mean, what's special about them?
Okay. So for the last 5 seasons, every year we've been bringing in these Tasmanian cherries. This is the island off Australia, and it has to be the most ideal area, probably in the world, to grow these cherries. Now, because Tasmania, Australia, is located below the equator, we're able to tap into getting these cherries from Tasmania during the months of January, February, and early March before the domestic season. These are the largest cherries you'll ever see,
How big?
just almost the size of a ping pong. They are
You're
huge.
kidding. Oh,
No,
I
and
want to
they're.
see those too. Why did I never see those in Tasmania?
Well, I don't know the exact area of the island in which it's grown, but they grow pretty prolific, and we've been able to tap into them. Last year was a record year for the amount that we brought in, and this is again one of a part of our Melissa's luxury lines at retail. They're about $20 a pound, and that you
Holy
can find them.
Moses.
Again, this is very high end, very rare, hard to find, but it's all about the eating experience there. And this makes a great gift to give to family or friends when you visit during the holidays there. But however, please note that the Tasmanian cherries are not available until January and February. So I'm talking about them a little earlier before the season comes in, but they're we actually have them in 1 pound boxes, and they're like almost like a gold box, and it's perfect for a gift. We sold a lot last year for a gift for Lunar New Year, so we will have them again during the Lunar New Year's because the season is January, February, and early March. So you got to check those out. If you're a fan of the cherry, you've never had a Tasmanian cherry before in your life, and they are just the best.
I may just order those actually. I mean, I've never seen them. And considering that our cousin's in agriculture, you'd think he'd have them, but he doesn't. These Dutch potatoes are on this list every year, and sweet potatoes and yams are having a big I don't know what to call it, hoopla about them, or their nutritional value, which everybody's analyzing now.
Yes.
So I mean, that's why they're showing up all the time, isn't it? They're said to be really nutritious.
Yes. So the sweet potato, or what a lot of people call in the South yams, there's so many different varieties, whether it's a garnet, jewel, murasaki, which is the Japanese variety, the
Right.
Bulgar. So there's all these different varieties with the different colored skin and different colored flesh. Melissa's offers sweet potatoes and yams in the large size, but the trend has been in the baby size, just like the baby potatoes I was talking about earlier. So these are smaller, most yams, traditional yams and sweet potatoes are pretty large, like over a pound or about a pound each. These come like you'll get about they're about the size of just a little bit bigger than your finger. That you'll get you'll have them, the baby varieties of yams in an overwrap package. There's about six or seven of them to make up maybe a pound. And
Wow.
this is an easy way to cook because some yams get really large, and if you don't cut them up, they won't cook consistently. And these sweet potatoes, you can actually cook whole. And in fact, because the skin is so thin, just like a baby
Oh.
potato, you can eat the skin and all on these baby sweet potatoes yams, whether it's the garnet, the jewel. The Charleston is the one that is purple, but my favorite I mentioned is the Murasaki, or it's also referred to as the baby Japanese Murasaki sweet potato. Those are the best. They have a red skin with a yellow goldish type flesh, and I think most people enjoy like the garnet or the jewels, that have a red skin
Right.
with the kind of a goldish orange flesh. And that's another thing. Again, I mentioned about color as being a trend for produce, and the same holds true for sweet potatoes. But the thing is that most people think that sweet potatoes is just a fall and winter thing. However, because of consumer demand, they're available now year-round, whether it's in its conventional size or in its baby size. So you don't have to wait until September, October, November, and December to enjoy these sweet potatoes and yams. You can enjoy them all year round. It's just they just so happen to be more popular during the fall and winter months for all the different holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's.
Well, it must be fun working for Melissa's. Of course, you've been there a long time, Robert Schiller. But learning, I mean, I'm going to ask you a real off-the-wall question. I mean, you have so many items of produce, and you've been to so many parts of the world. Is there any area that you think is going to be, I hate to use the term ripe, but I'm going to use it anyhow, for discovering new fruits that you haven't been to yet?
Well, Melissa's does about 1,500 different varieties of produce items. We import from about 40 different countries. So when it's not available in the United States, that we import it in, whether it's from Mexico or from Canada or below the equator to tap into some of the other produce. I think there's a lot of opportunity that we're going to see of some of the different varieties of fruits and vegetables that have never been available before from Asia, and
Oh,
also tap
great.
into a lot of different varieties that have been allowed into this country that is in Central and South America below the equator. So we're able to tap into the produce on the opposite seasons as well. So, you know, just some recent examples is that $400 pineapple, the Ruby Gold pineapple that comes from Costa Rica.
I don't even want a $400 pineapple, to be perfectly honest. And when I said I'd probably choke on it, I think I would. $400.
Well, I guess it's not for anybody, but
right.
It would definitely make a good and rare foodie gift.
Yes, it would. I mean, I can just see the hostess at the dinner party opening up that box. Yeah. Just before we go, give us the Melissa's email. I mean, not email, a website again. And I want to stick in something just before you do that. Is that listeners? The other thing about Melissa's is the service you get. I mean, it's such a big business now, but you still get that same kind of attentive service that it used to when it was a smaller company. And I think that's a real achievement. I don't know if anybody ever compliments you on that, but I've been shopping at Melissa's since, I would say, the 1970s. How about that?
Well, thank you. Thank you for that compliment, Anne.
One more time for the website.
Yes. You can find all these products that I've been talking about at melissas.com. That's www.melissas, melissas.com. You can also get us on social media. We have all the social media on one tag. It's at Melissa's Produce, which is one word, yes. And if you want customer service, talk to someone online. You can call our mail order department at 800-588-0151, and they're happy to get out a gift basket of your liking to anybody or your family or friends during the holidays. Melissa's does a lot of unique, exotic, baby vegetable, organic. We do produce with wine. We do some of produce with our cookbooks. I've co-wrote 7 of our Melissa's cookbooks. If you want to learn how to cook more with produce there, those books would make great presents as well during the holiday season. But, yes, find us at melissas.com. But you can also find our products, not all 1,500 of them, at your local produce department there. But if there's any of the items that I spoke about today that are trending here in the United States, ask your local produce manager at your local store to get Melissa's produce on the specific items you are learning more about today during the show.
Well, I thank you, as usual, Robert Schiller, as usual, because we're a regular presentation here, and I wanted to say that Melissa's was the first company that ever provided me with Jerusalem artichokes that I didn't grow myself. So that goes back a long ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you, Robert, again, and keep in touch, and we'll keep our trend alert going as we have in the past. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne, for having me on the show.
Yeah, love it, Robert. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.